As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, people in Oregon and Washington may want to take a second look at their health care coverage. And if they don't have health insurance, there's an opportunity to get it now for less money through the American Rescue Plan. I talked to Daryl Means, the Northwest Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, about the program through the Health Insurance Marketplace. Tell me what's going on in terms of health insurance and how people can get coverage in this limited time period we have.
Well, Annette, we recognize that many people have lost their work through furloughs in the past year or just simply waiting for the next job to get health insurance. But they don't have to wait. This special enrollment period that's being offered is the perfect time to find coverage. When they find a job that offers coverage, they can simply drop this plan. So consumers can receive health insurance coverage as early as June 1st if they take advantage of this special enrollment period right now.
And when is the deadline to do this?
Well, the deadline is August 15th, but we encourage people to go in today and start saving right away, because if they select the plan today, then it will begin on June 1st, and their savings will start on June 1st.
And what's the difference about the marketplace now versus when people signed up in the regular enrollment period?
Well, there's more financial assistance available. It has been expanded for customers at healthcare.gov, and it has been expanded in two ways. First, it's inclusive of more consumers at higher income levels. And secondly, it offers better assistance options than in the past. And if I can give some examples of that, 4 out of 5 people currently enrolled can find a plan for $10 a month or less with the expanded financial assistance. And also, a typical family of 4, the average premium will go from $400 a month down to $163 per month due to the newly expanded financial assistance. And that's a savings of $237 a month.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this a one-time only deal through the pandemic, or are these changes going to last? These savings, are they going to last?
Well, these savings, if they enroll today, will last throughout this year. So that would be for 2021 coverage, and then we would go into the regular open enrollment period. So we do encourage people to enroll now and start those savings and get the health care that they need.
Mm-hmm. How many folks do you think, I mean, a ballpark figure of people in Oregon and Washington State who might be eligible for this?
Well, in Oregon, according to the American Community Survey, those eligible for the premium tax credits through this SEP is 166,000 people. And those who are eligible who are uninsured is 220,000 in Oregon. It's 105,000 in Oregon. So that's 63% of folks who are uninsured who could save through the marketplace.
And if people are interested, what do they need you to do and where can they go?
Well, they should go out to healthcare.gov today and they can fill out their application and see what they qualify for. And they don't have to have any qualifying documentation as they would have had to do in the past for an SEP. And if they need additional help, they can call the Marketplace Call Center, and that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in 150 languages, and that number is 1-800-318-2596.
What's the change in the income level where you can qualify for a plan? How has that changed?
I gave you one example, and that was for a family of 4, and that would typically be at 250% of the federal poverty level, which means they would make $66,000 a year. Another example, a family of 4 making $90,000 a year can see their premiums decrease by $200 per month. And many premiums will decrease by $50 per person per month.
Can those changes be retroactive if people have already signed up?
You mean if they signed up last year?
Right.
Absolutely. If they signed up last year, then they can go in now to select a new plan, and the savings will start the 1st of June. It wouldn't go all the way back through the year because these weren't available when they signed up. But they will save money beginning 1 June.
How important is for folks who are going without insurance to get health insurance during this pandemic?
Well, it's very important. As you know, people need health care to insurance to be able to be seen and to get their health together. And also, that's a key thing, that when you have a health plan, it helps them manage their health a lot better, and therefore they can take advantage of a lot of things that are available to them, and they live a healthier life. So we encourage people to go out and see what they qualify for and get a health plan today. And if they go out to healthcare.gov and sign up for something today, they can take advantage of all of these savings in it that I just talked to you about and your listeners.
All right. Is there anything else you would like to add about this?
I would just tell folks not to delay, to act today, if you will. They do have until August 15th, but they can start saving as early as 1 June if they sign up today. So it's very important. And additionally, I will add that if they want some local assistance, they can get local help through agents and brokers in their area. And again, if they go out to healthcare.gov, at the bottom of that page, there's a icon that says Find Local Help. If they click on that, it will avail them to those resources in their area.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help today.
Thank you, Annette. Okay. I appreciate being on your show.